Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
All right, Little Victories today. I'm not going to steal your thunder.
Oh, you can't. Ain't no way you can. I mean, you can say it if you want, but you can't steal it.
I can?
I mean, go ahead.
Happy birthday, Aaron!
Happy birthday, baby!
It's your wife's birthday. I can't steal your thunder. Go, Aaron. You better be in the Starbucks
29,
line.
Looking fine.
You better be in the Dunkin' line after that. You better be in every drive-thru line on the way home you can think of, girlfriend. Enjoy your day.
There wasn't a coffee in the car this morning, and I knew that was a telltale sign that there was about to be two in them cup holders, and both of them was hers.
She was heading to Starbucks for the birthday, and she better be.
Starbucks, Dunkin's.
Whatever, McDonald's, I don't care. Go get your coffee, girl.
Get your coffee, get the boys some breakfast, baby. Es tu cumpleaños, te quiero mucho, mi amor.
Aw, feliz cumpleaños. Happy birthday, Aaron. It's your wife's birthday.
Big talk.
So that's my little victory, honestly. Well, your wife's having a birthday. And I went through the footage yesterday of my Ring camera.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've got a lot to say today about what happened when the ambulance took me this weekend.
Aw, for real?
I had not seen the Ring footage at all until yesterday. It changed everything.
It changed everything?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely everything?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to find out.
All right. I can't wait to tell you about it. So that's my little victory.
Let's get it.
We have footage.
We got footage. And it's my wife's birthday.
And it's your wife's birthday.
Happy birthday, baby.
It's going to be a good show. Happy birthday, Aaron. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. It is Wednesday, August 13th, also known as DZ's wife's birthday.
As the boys would say,
happy birthday, Aaron.
Yeah, baby.
I'm excited for you and her. Another birthday, another year, a trip around the sun. Very exciting.
It's a beautiful day. And
it
honestly,
is a beautiful day.
I really probably can't speak on it without getting too choked up.
You know?
I'm happy to have her another year, man. And last year was crazy.
You did have a rough year last year. But she's okay.
It's a blessed birthday. Right. And every birthday after is a blessed birthday after that too, man.
Well,
so yeah.
In honor of Aaron's birthday, we're gonna give away 21 Pilots tickets at 7:45.
Yeah, just for you, baby. Well, not to you, for you.
Yeah, that's for her. That'll be after Am I the Jerk this morning. And all week long, we have tickets up for grabs on our website for the Tacos and Tequilas Festival at 1037kissfm.com. So you can
that's
try to go
more
win
for
those.
Her, man. And tequilas.
She can go try to win those. Well, she can't win them because she's related to you.
Yeah,
but anyway.
But we can go, though.
Lots of winning on the show. And we made it to Wednesday. So
we out here. I mean, it feels like, you know, we're progressing through.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show. We have have a lot of things to talk about. There's been a lot of talk about middle children because it was like middle child day. I don't know if you saw that.
I'm not a middle child. So
I'm not
know.
Either. I'm the baby and you're the oldest. So, kind of.
Kind
Were
of.
You kind of? Yeah, kind of.
I'm oldest in my bloodline.
Yeah. We're going to talk about where you are in the sibling chart today. It's going to be hysterical when we get into this. I cannot wait. And I'm going to go through the footage I finally went through on my Ring camera of when they took me to the hospital.
Crazy.
Because I had not even looked at it. And so I had to go through the PTSD again of like watching it.
Watching it and recalling and recounting, trying to process.
It was crazy watching it and having no memory of it.
Yep.
Of them taking me and not remember. And I'm talking to people and I have no memory of it.
It's got
to
be something.
I'm talking to people,
no,
dude.
It's got to be something.
So we're going to talk about that on the today.
Cool.
On the show today, too.
Cool, cool.
All right, you ready to get into the question?
I do believe so.
Let's go.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, so I hate being naked.
Where's the question in that?
How do you feel about being naked?
I don't mind it.
You don't mind being naked. Seriously, no, that is the question. How do you feel about being naked, guys? Because DZ and I were talking about this, and I looked at him. I go, do you like being naked? Because I hate it. I hate sleeping naked. I mean, obviously, I have children,
well,
and I've been in
do.
Relationships, but... When it comes to sleeping, like, I want clothes on.
Or, like, walking around, being.
Oh, I hate walking. Mm-hmm. There's no way I'm walking around. Even out of the shower, I got the towel.
Yeah.
I got to have the towel. Just,
yeah.
I hate being naked.
Fair enough.
Not a fan.
Okay.
What about you, DZ? This is the question of the day. 414-533-1037.
Well... Soy colombiano.
So what does that mean? Colombians like to be
no nos importa. No nos importa. It don't matter to us, bro.
Oh, it's not important.
It really, it's not that big of a deal, right?
Yeah.
I look at, you know, nudity in the male and female form a little differently.
Yeah.
Especially
talk on
the,
it.
The expression of
Why?
Your body, it's liberating.
Mm-hmm.
It's natural. We
sure.
all, at baseline, look the same underneath.
Yeah, which
so
is
So what
funny.
We look like on the surface is just situational to, you know, not even just gender, but ethnicity, culture, where you're from, where you live, whatever, yada yada. As far as being naked, I don't care.
Yeah.
I get home and the first thing I do is strip down. I borderline like to be naked. My wife yesterday asked,
you're like Owen,
why do you gotta get buck naked when you get in the house?
Literally, that you're crazy. You're that guy.
I just do.
I can't even believe you're that guy. I didn't know you were that guy. And so what did you say when Aaron said, why do you gotta get naked when you walk in the house?
Well, first of all, I was in the restroom when she asked. So I was like, it's more comfortable. And the second part is that I just do. I don't know if it's a psychological thing, but the second I get home, one of the first things that feels right to me is to not be in the same clothes I was outside in.
And really?
That usually means either stripping down to the boxers or changing clothes completely. Or maybe it's just chilling in whatever I want to chill in for
you
a second,
care.
Whether that's my birthday suit or not, even though it's not my birthday, it's my wife's.
Well, and I told you, even when I have a tank top on, I feel naked. I said to DZ, I go, when I'm like or in public, even like I'm in gym clothes, I still feel naked, even though I feel like my boobs are hanging out too far, like I want to cover up. But at the same time, I'm like trying to embrace my body and like own my body. So it's like weird, you know, but I feel naked.
It's weird, but you'd be surprised
naked.
How common it actually is because I'm not a six pack guy. I got a bit of a keg, a dad
nope.
bod, if you
when
will.
We're on the radio. Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Just lie.
Nope. Because then people gonna see me in public and then they'd be like, you don't got no six pack. Nah, listen, as much as I am self conscious about my body, my shape, my size, I also do rock it. I'm not uncomfortable to the point where in public I'm not gonna wear something because it makes me look a certain way. Now, if a shirt's too small, a shirt's too small.
Right.
But if I got my taco meat out, if I want to show a little bit of that dad belly because my
taco
buttons
meat.
Are a little bit too low, I don't care, bro. It's about the style and it's about how you feel.
Yeah.
If I'm out there borderline naked, showing
DZ
a little tata, I'm good with it.
Loves to be naked. Allie does not.
Clock
this
it.
Is what we've learned today on Allie and DZ. What about you guys? I'm opening the text right now. Saucy Sandra texted in. Clothes are stupid.
Saucy. Gang, gang.
You found your people, okay?
Now, I'm not saying I'm a nudist. I'm by no means.
Well,
but I'm chilling.
Listen, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
I don't like being naked. DZ does. So we wear clothes in this studio because it's the only fix.
I mean, it's also public law. No shirt, no shoes, no service, no work.
Fair enough, my friend. The question of the day, how do you feel about being naked? I just don't like it. I mean, I always want to sleep with clothes on, mm-hmm. no matter what. Even if I'm hot,
yeah.
I want to sleep with clothes on, you know? And you're more of a freeing guy. You just want to strip down when you get home. Fine. I get it.
I genuinely can't even sleep with clothes on, right?
Yeah.
Like, the shortest of shorts is probably the most I could do.
Owen's like that because he's always hot, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. then Hudson has got his robe on, and he looks like he's in Antarctica.
Too much.
He's like me, covered up to, you know, too much sensory.
Y'all are all curled up with a few blankets on. Yeah, too much.
Let's go to the phones. Wait, you got to dust off this theme song. Java Dave?
Java who?
Is he?
Is that still in here?
I don't know.
Oh, man, I gotta flip through this one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there it is. Oh, God, that's dusty.
I forgot he existed. Not going to lie, Java Dave.
Whoa.
I mean, what the hell?
Oh,
where have
man.
You been?
Hey.
There's people that have gotten theme songs who have no idea who you are.
Java.
They're listening now going, who the hell is Java Dave?
Good morning, Java.
I'm one of the OGs.
Well, not anymore.
You got a few things to catch up on, big dog. No, what up, Poppy?
We had a few crises around here. Should we fill you in on what's been since you've been? I'm kidding.
No, talk to us, man.
Good morning.
I've been told by Ryan and Saucy that no matter what, I am an OG.
They don't get to decide that.
Nah, that's fact. You did. I love how DZ's
like, yeah. I'm like, I'll no, you that. Aren't.
Allie's like, hell no.
What the hell?
Allie, mad you ain't called in a minute, man.
You don't get to not call for a year and then be like, I'm an OG.
Mm-hmm. Allie's been counting.
Dave, enough beating you up because you are our friend.
What up, Java? All right,
you like being naked or what? That's what we're talking about.
For real, man.
I run hot. I don't like to be fully clothed. When I come home, mm-hmm. I'm down to boxers and a beater and a sock and socks.
Boom.
That's it.
So is it the heat for you, Dave?
The
it's the
on.
Heat. Yeah.
100% for me, yeah. If I'm hot and I start getting sweaty, I'm irritable, I'm cranky. Mm-hmm. Like, the slightest little thing will set me off. So
I do that when I'm not hot.
You said that. You said even when you're hot, you go to bed with clothes on. I cannot.
No way.
Well,
especially
I mean,
in bed
yeah.
because I sleep hot. Yep. It's like hotter than I normally would like be during the day.
Java Dave, I'll get the thinnest tank top and like the smallest pair of shorts, but I will still have clothes on. Like I cannot even if I'm boiling hot, I cannot go to bed naked. No,
yeah.
Absolutely.
No,
not.
I can't go to bed fully naked
no,
like
I don't
that.
Like
I'm uncomfortable.
Unless
I'm
drunk and
guy,
fall asleep, and we all know about that.
Well, that's different.
That's different.
The
that's
different
rare.
Circumstances.
Yeah, it's like a fun night, you know?
But Java says
he'd
like to
get comfy. Being a big guy and my insecurities of myself, like, I don't want to see all myself hanging out.
Yeah. But, okay, heard, man. But body positivity, Poppy, okay?
You know, there are times I'll look in the mirror and I'll kind of like puff up my chest a little bit. You know,
there you go. Do that this morning, man. Do that this morning.
Same.
You got to. Flex it for the one time. Now, it's good to hear from you. Seriously, Java.
Yeah. Java Dave, don't
Maybe
be a stranger.
I'll stop by the studio and bring you guys some coffee.
No.
Maybe. You better check in first.
You don't get to not call for it and then just show up. We've already had an issue with people showing up, Dave. Mm-hmm. So you need to come back in and be a regular again, and then you can show up at the studio. Fair?
He said he wants to come in good graces, spreading gifts
we
around.
We miss you, but
thinking he's
come
just
going to
come back.
Let's come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It takes a while to get back in Allie's good graces.
He thinks he could just buy our love back.
Don't you go talk to my ex. You'll be waiting for a while.
I mean, he's not wrong. He's just a lot of buying you got to do.
A lot of schmoozing you got to do.
Java, get out of here, man.
Just kidding. Love you, Dave.
We'll talk soon, man. Love, peace.
I'm just saying. We've had so many people come by.
Yeah, Java
to
been
do it unannounced
so
is not, no.
No.
Don't come by unannounced anymore,
he was
please.
He was trying to soft announce and be like, maybe I'll come by. Talking about he going to slide.
Nope.
Nah.
No. No, Allie's brain can only take so much these days. All right, let's go to our next caller, Megan in Waukesha.
Ooh.
Hi, Megan. How are you?
Morning.
Hey, I'm good. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. You like to be naked or what?
I'm on your side. I do not.
Okay.
I can't.
It bugs. I don't like the way it feels.
Really?
No, it doesn't. And I work in healthcare, and I just like to go home and just, I mean, yes, I have to get undressed, but I'm like, nope, I can't. I see too many body parts today.
She's traumatized
from
too
work. Many body
She's
parts.
She's traumatized.
Not all of them were attached. I gotta stay closed, bro.
Well, Megan, I'll see you in the lingerie pajama aisle where we'll rule B, because we don't want to go to bed naked, girl.
Oh, no. I like my pajamas. Mm. I would rather just be comfortable. And also, I've lost weight, too. So it's just like, yeah. No.
Okay. Nice. How much have you lost?
I've lost 155 pounds.
Hey, get it, girl.
Wait a second. Mm. I know this. And Megan, you know I'm not going to out you, but I know you, Megan.
You know who
don't
this is?
I know you. I met you, didn't I? I know. Yeah. She's a machine. She's lost 150 pounds. She's a machine.
Good for you, Megan.
So proud
Thank
of you, Megan.
You.
Now
yeah,
I love you. You're going to get a theme song if you keep it up, Megan. Girl. Amazing. No, and she's like the sweetest
let's
ever.
Let's earn it. No, let's earn it. She's already earned it.
I won't out her on how I know her, but I know her because she
know
works
her
at my doctor's office.
Say
Megan,
less.
Love you.
Good to hear from you, Megan.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
She is the cutest. Yeah. I met her the other day. I know exactly who she is.
That's cool.
Yeah,
not
she's
as
adorable.
Really cool.
Amanda is in Racine, last but not least, because we're talking about being naked today.
Are Amanda?
She answered the call. Amanda.
Turn down for what?
Dave, give me that cafe mocha, please.
What? You can go by Amanda's house.
I was going to say, drop it off at her house. Right? Nah, Amanda, there's no way. She got too many cardigans in the collection.
Amanda's not naked.
Too
I just,
many cardigans in the
you're
collection.
Right. You have to be wearing yeah, seven right cardigans at once, always.
Right?
Yes. Oh, I mean, normally God, what's funny is in the wintertime, I'll like go outside in like below 0 degree weather and just wear like my little cardigan. But when I'm at home, layering up, baby, put the winter jacket on, get all the cardigans, get all
what
the blankets.
The more we learn about you, the more we learn you're backwards, Amanda. You are backwards, dog.
Yeah, Amanda, I have no words for you, girl.
You got a problem? You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
You had me at Love Triangle or Torn Between Two Loves or...
Wait, what?
Sorry, was that weird that I said Love Triangle,
love triangle
since it was a dad and a boyfriend?
No.
My bad.
No, it is, you know, choosing between parents and a boyfriend.
Though. Okay, fair enough.
Allie and DZ... I'm 23 years old, facing a tough decision about my career. Mm-hmm. Last year, after completing all of my prerequisites, I was accepted into nursing school. However, due to my dad's reduced work hours and him being the primary earner in my family, I had to drop out to help with our family.
Mm-hmm.
I work full-time as a CNA, clocking 60 hours per week, so wow, I make good money.
Wow.
I had hoped to start nursing school this year, especially since my mom is now working full-time again, and I'm willing to continue to work full-time while studying, but my parents have asked me to postpone once again.
Hmm.
While I initially resisted, desperate to advance my career, I do understand that it's already hard for them to ask my help. My boyfriend, however, co-workers, bosses, and friends all believe that my parents are being a little controlling over me and want me to pursue nursing so that I can move on and start my own life with my boyfriend. Now I'm at a crossroads. Choose my parents or my boyfriend.
Run for your life. All right, what are you going to say, DZ? What do you think?
This one's hard.
Really?
Pursuing your education is, in my opinion, top tier. And if you want to
sure
be a nurse, it's a long road.
Absolutely.
The faster you do it, the sooner you get into it, the better. The quicker you go from one, you know, from one, what is it, qualification or certification mm-hmm to the next.
Yeah.
Bet.
Get your schooling done, yeah.
I hear where you get stuck, though, because you want to help your family out.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going through a tough time financially, maybe there's something
so
you can do.
Your dreams have to be put on hold for... That sucks.
It's not necessarily your dreams have to be put on hold, but maybe you can modify your hours and what you have to do. I think there's a way where you can continue to study, like you said, and continue to help. Now, if you're supposed to be moving out with your boyfriend,
yeah,
y'all, you know, talked about me and you, baby, after this year, I'm going to get into nursing school and then, yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
If your parents are asking you to hold off,
yeah,
please, like, stay, live with us for a little bit, maybe you and your boyfriend can look for a smaller apartment if y'all still want to move in. Maybe you and your boyfriend can move in to your parents and y'all can all help. Hey, hear me out.
I'm trying. Go
hear
ahead.
Me
go
out.
On.
Hear me
I'm
out.
Trying.
Hear me out. Maybe y'all can move in together and then he can help with the bills financially for a little bit while you guys save. Think about it, man. I'm thinking about it and I'm in hell already.
They're
strength
thinking about
in
my
numbers.
Parents and my boyfriend in one house. No, thank you.
They're strength in numbers,
yeah,
though.
I guess.
You move in, y'all both help together. He moves in, I should say.
Yeah.
Y'all help together, yada yada, in 6 months rather than a whole nother year.
Yeah.
Maybe you can start the year halfway through. You
start in January.
You know, I love it how you're trying to be positive and go, just give it a little bit. And try then it. You guys can be together. Let's go to line one and let's see what they think. Because you can call or text 414-533-1037. Hi, Kiss, who's this?
Together, yada, yada.
Hi, turn your radio down.
Cut it down a little bit.
Oh, that's okay. Hi, who's this?
It's Karen from Michigan.
Karen! Hello! Good morning!
Hello.
Let's get you right. Mm-hmm. Even though we haven't heard from you in a little bit, too.
It's only been like a week, though. She's not as bad as the other one.
Nah, more than Karen.
I have memory problems, and I remember her calling.
Yeah,
it's been that long. It's fine. I just remember when I was over there, she called. But hey, Karen, we love hearing from you. Girl, listen. Oh,
this one really, really gets to my craw, man.
I've never heard that one. Let me put that one in the pocket.
You've
gets
never
to my
heard
craw.
Get in my craw? Oh,
I've never heard that one in my life.
It's a famous saying. It gets in my craw. I don't know where it comes from. But
new to me, but
I
it's
don't
in
either.
My
husband
later.
Says it all the time. Yeah. But as a parent with adult children, never in a million years would I put their dreams on hold for them to help us out. We got ourselves into a mess. The mom, she's working now, you said, and the dad, if the dad needs to take another job, they should take another jobs and let her fly.
Amen.
She's got dreams. Don't hold her back.
You can't hold your kids down and make them stay with you forever. Let them go. We don't want them to leave, but you have to let them. You're a better parent if you let them.
Can we agree that sometimes you do have to rely on the family, and if the adult children are still living in your household, I do feel there's a certain responsibility that they have to help financially at some point. At some
Dude,
point.
Dude, do you remember, Karen, I don't know if you heard this.
If they're living there.
If Karen, and she's living there.
I was telling DZ, and I don't know if I mentioned on the air, I just found out, I've lived in my house for over 10 years, I just found out my neighbor's adult son lives there.
Really?
35.
Oh, really?
Still lives with
And I didn't know he lived there.
Our neighbor?
I see him. He mows the lawn.
You didn't know he lived there? You thought he was just stopping by.
I didn't know it was their adult son. I thought he was like a friend.
Heard.
And I'd see him outside, and I thought, oh, he's helping my neighbors. And they're like, no, that's our adult son that lives with us. I'm like, and he works.
Yeah.
So, like, I see it. It's, you know.
It's just like our neighbor. They've got an adult son. He works.
Totally.
He does his thing.
They
he lives
no
there.
Reason well, to-
we rarely see him in and out. And he lives with his family.
Yeah.
But if you're living there, you got to be contributing. And if you are contributing, you can't just say, nope, I'm
that's
leaving.
That's true.
I'm out. Give him 6 months. Mm-hmm. Have the boyfriend move in. Help him out because you're dipping on them. And maybe they can't stay afloat without you for a little bit. Maybe dad is looking for another job until they can figure it out.
Karen, this guy you going because what? You're mad that
they're not going to school, then she should be paying some sort of rent every month. But if she wants to go to school and school starts whenever it starts, you tell the parent, and the parent should be like, okay, good, I go to school. And at that point, if she still needs to live at home and go to school and she's not working because she's paying for school, the parent should, I feel, let not at 35, but if she's in her early
20s. Yeah, 23.
Well, absolutely.
You gotta help them out.
In your 20s, you should be paying bills. You should have responsibilities in your 20s. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, period.
Well, the responsibility is paying for her school, you know?
Right.
True.
Right?
Stop making sense, Karen. You know, I thought I was on a roll, and then...
We appreciate you, Karen.
Love you, Karen.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Much love.
Heather texted in and said, your parents' struggles should not be your struggles when you are attempting to better your adulthood. If she's staying there, then give her a bill she is in charge of paying.
Well, she's grown. I don't think we're past the bill. Like 18, 19, 20, sure. You're hitting 23. She's already working full time. This isn't that. She's got her prerequisites out of college. She's trying to get into nursing school. She's grown, bruh. It's different.
But I agree with this. Somebody said it's not a child's responsibility to support their parents. I agree with that.
Grown child, you've been living. I don't know what agreement you guys had before, but you've already made a certain commitment. I hate to say it. I'm not disagreeing with everything that everybody's saying, but there's already been a commitment made. You got to stick with it for now. Give it 6 months, do some online stuff, get to dipping, and then you can get to school.
The phones are going crazy.
Well, I've been trying to tell you.
We'll talk to everybody next. My bad.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
All right, so she's torn between her parents and her boyfriend. She wants to help her parents, but she also wants to move on with her life and live with her boyfriend.
It's the parents who have been asking her to put off school, help pay with the bills like she has been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the boyfriend going, no, let's do our own thing. Even if we struggle, it's
I'm like Karen. I get annoyed when parents ask for too much money from their kids. But yeah. I did not grow up like that. I understand there are cultural differences with
situational
a lot of people
too.
And situational. It's easy for me to come from a family where my parents can afford to take care of me and say, mm-hmm. I don't get it. You know, well, that's not fair because I grew up in a different situation
sure.
where
for
my
sure.
parents could
yeah.
handle that, you
yeah.
know? And
nah,
that, so
big to recognize. You
but
know
if
what I'm
it
saying?
Was different, I was privileged, you know, but if it was different,
and it is different
I would
for
help
some
my
people.
Parents.
In we didn't even name her. In her case,
yeah.
you know, her parents are saying, hey, can you put it off? Like, we still need your help financially.
Mm-hmm.
Hate to ask, because she says, I do understand that it's already hard for them to ask my help.
Mm.
She gets it and she's going, I just don't know if I want to.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go to the phones. Who are we going to start with today? Oh, my gosh. Let's start with Sarah in Hartford, another one of our regulars.
Oh, coming out the woodwork.
What? Sarah, good morning.
We should call her Torn Tory.
I like it.
Torn Tory.
Torn Tory. You got it.
You got it.
Okay, so I say she needs to go to school and say, you know.
Oh, of course. Oh, you cut out when it gets good. Unbelievable.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
No, but she already put it off once
mm-hmm.
because
okay.
her parents asked her to.
Yeah.
She put it off once. She's 23 years old. It takes time. I went to school, got my prerequisites right out of high school, and then I put it off. And I'm a nurse now. But I didn't go back until I was 25.
Okay.
I regret that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're saying don't do it. Don't put it off. Just mm-hmm. like I was kind of saying on the front end, hit one prerequisite to the next and don't stop the flow.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
mm-hmm.
stop the flow because you can lose motivation.
That's
there's no one
more momentum.
You have to push yourself.
For any career,
yeah.
you go, well, what's the point now? I've waited
right.
10 years. What? I'm never going to be able to do it.
Mm-mm.
Right. But and if she has the motivation and she has the drive now, she needs to take that serious. And
Sarah.
She's been planning to move. She's not planning. It sounds like
Sarah's
she's not planning
right.
to live with her mom.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not.
Think
like
about
she's planning
this.
To move out.
She
and
has,
there
it does,
her
it
best.
Does
you're
seem
right.
like she's planning to move
when
out.
When you get motivated, you're right. When you get motivated
you
to do something,
it.
You got to go.
True.
If you don't go with that momentum, she's so right. I didn't think about that. She's on a roll right
but
now.
Sarah, do you think there's a way she could do both? She could
no.
maybe give it 6 months,
no.
you know, slowly
nope.
rip the band-aid. She said, nope.
That's crazy.
She said, DZ, nope. Do the school. Thing.
She needs to tell her parents, it is time for me to move on. I have done what you've asked me to. I have put it off.
I
have helped you.
Dang.
You have a full-time job, which she did say
her
mom now can afford
can
this.
Can work, yeah. Yeah.
They are just asking her, and she didn't specify why they are asking her to pull
uh-huh.
or to hold off.
True.
Is she still paying for stuff, or do they just want her home? Because,
ooh.
Like the last person
She's got to
go. She has to. She's.
Are they still paying for stuff, or they just want her home?
They definitely did. She definitely didn't say that it was financial. I've been assuming it was financial.
Maybe it wasn't. Maybe they just don't want their.
It could affect her career.
Yeah.
It could affect her boyfriend, her relationship with her boyfriend, and
mm-hmm.
that is deeper than anything. She needs to go.
Not wrong.
Crazy.
Wow. Perspective.
Well,
Sarah,
this is why you need to call in more. See,
this is the critical thinking, baby. Critical thinking.
Regular. Hello.
Yup.
All right, I'll call more.
Thank you.
Good, heard.
Appreciate it. Goodbye.
Appreciate it for
bye
real.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Much love.
See,
have a good day.
Nothing better than when a regular swoops in and reminds us who they are.
Did you see my eyes get big?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, they're trying to nail her down.
You had one of those aha moments like Oprah has where it clicks. You went, oh, my God, I wasn't piecing it all together. Well, we have one more person on the phone. He always texts in. He wants to call. Diosmar. He said you would be able to say his name better.
I feel like you said it right. Diosmar?
Diosmar?
Yep.
Hi.
Yes. Hey.
Diosmar.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Comenzamos, papi. Come on, talk to us.
What's
Let me
up?
Tell you, this one here, as a registered nurse, this one here, it itches my bunghole a little bit, okay?
He said it scratches my craw.
I come from a Puerto Rican household. And I was always the one having to do everything last for my, just to put my family first.
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Well, that's the
them
that's
parents
the
sure know
yeah,
how
culture.
To manipulate her.
Ooh, he's thinking kind of like
he's
her.
Saying, get out and live
like
your life.
Sarah
got
was
the
saying.
Money, drop the dead weight. And do you, boo.
Do you, boo. He said, and this is coming from a nurse, baby. Listen,
mm-hmm.
we got two nurses on the
drop
line going.
Dead weight and do you, boo.
Go. He's saying go. The other man is saying go.
I agree. I agree.
Red flags, run.
Again, why don't you guys call more often, you two, or something today on What Would DZ Do?
Me, I will. This is day one.
All right,
this
day one.
Day one. Mark it, man. Thank we'll you. Talk to you soon, D.
Nice Thank to talk guys. To you.
Appreciate you, man. Bye. Love.
And that's it.
I mean, we don't need nobody else, dog.
No, enough.
I feel like I got to shut up on that one. You got to go.
That's it. Get out. Live your life. Goodbye.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Not too long until we've got more tickets for you to go see 21 Pilots at AmFam Amphitheater next month.
21 Pilots, not Savage.
Very exciting. No, not Savage.
Not Savage.
Not at all.
Pilots.
But it is funny, like, seeing how many people I've seen 21 Pilots multiple times. We've had two winners this week already. One saw them three times, the other one saw them like five or something. It was crazy.
Repeat offenders.
These are hardcore.
I wouldn't be surprised if today's winner also has seen them multiple times. They got hardcore listeners. There's hardcore fans. You got to respect it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Speaking of winners, guess what today is?
What's today?
Don't act like you don't know.
What's today?
We've got
a birthday
in the house.
Winner, chicken dinner. Well, not technically in the house, but through marriage.
Close enough, okay?
We are one. She is me. I am her.
Happy birthday, Erin.
Happy birthday.
Your wife has got her birthday. She is older than you by what? A few months?
By a day or two. By only a day or two.
And today's her birthday. Yeah. So I love it because, you know, I texted her happy birthday this morning. And then we talked about how she better go get whatever she wants.
Oh, she already did.
You know, and then she sent me a picture of her Dunkin' Donuts in the front seat. And I said, that's my girl.
Told you.
So she's already got the bagel and the coffee ready to go.
I can almost guarantee you she hit it right to the corner as soon as she left here. As soon as she dropped me off.
Well, then I asked for the question of the day, do you like being naked?
Yeah.
And she said that Sammy was in the car, your son, and he said that I asked a bad question about being naked.
Naughty TT Allie asking about being nude.
I think that's so cute that he said that.
He is at that stage. Well, we're teaching him privacy, and somebody did text in the line, so like, what if they're learning from you, DZ, and you up and get naked at the crib, and then they up and go get naked? Naked at school, and I went, oh, dang.
Erin said, your wife said Sammy's exact words, your four-year-old's, Allie pregunta es malo.
Yep, that means Allie's question is bad.
I know enough Espanol to get that much. Oh, man, that's funny.
I can't stand that kid sometimes,
so
man.
So cute.
Too smart, too connected.
So cute.
Too involved.
Yeah, so anyway, well, happy birthday, Erin.
Happy birthday, beautiful. I love you.
Aw, I love you, too.
She does love when you say I love you. She likes it.
I love
you,
too. She's so dang cute. All right, well, let's play a quick song, and then let's get into Am I the Jerk. Can I just have 1 minute?
What
I'm sorry.
Do?
Well, we want to play a song, Am I the Jerk, give away tickets, and then we're going to dissect my ring cam footage from when I was in the hospital since
we're busy.
I've never seen it.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, she wants to know if she's a jerk for bringing her kid to the party.
I mean, was it a kid party?
No. It was not a kid party.
Okay.
And then you can give her a name at the end of this. Okay, you ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
She says, am I the jerk for bringing my kid to the party? I got invited to a party at a house, and my babysitter fell through. I didn't want to miss the party, so I brought my son. It was later in the night, and I figured they could just come in PJs and sleep in a room. One of my friends pulled me to the side and said, why did you bring the baby? People are doing adult things like drinking and partying.
Okay, fair.
I didn't think it was that big of a deal because the baby wasn't around it. But my friend thought otherwise, and she blew up on me.
Got it.
Yikes.
Got it.
Am I the jerk for bringing my kid to the party?
I mean, so what? You probably just had the baby tucked up in a room or something, or, you know, had the iPad and was like, you just stay in this area of the house. I'll come check on you.
House party, like, you know, depending on who you're with. If you're with good friends, you sure you could put a kid in a room
depends
and they
on
can
whose
sleep.
House.
But it depends on whose house
it
and it
on
depends
house.
On what's happening and it depends on what state you're in, you know?
True.
And did you need to go?
Right.
Right? Was
right.
it worth it?
Was it a
you?
Birthday?
Was it worth it to bring the kid?
Was it just a
or
house
just
party?
Just stay home.
Was it just a house party?
Right. Or
you know
was
what I
there
mean?
More?
Was it just a little kickback at somebody's house and you were like, oh, who's so and so's gonna be there? Everybody's pulling up. Oh yeah, I'm coming. And then your babysitter fell through, so then you said, forget it, I'm gonna bring the baby. Everybody'll be fine. fine, and not everybody was fine.
No, and DZ, you know, you can still live a life with kids. I mean, you can still have a full life with children and do a lot of things.
1,000%.
And I see it all the time with you and other friends of mine who aren't afraid to live their lives. That being said, there are still boundaries.
There are still boundaries.
When you're like, okay, like there are still times where we don't need to take the kid everywhere.
And there are limitations where as a parent, you have to recognize, we're going to have to skip this one.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Now, if you got a sick kid, whole nother situation, right? Like, yeah, you got to stay home with the sick kid. Don't bring him to the party. But the kid's fine. You're fine. Babysitter just fell through. You thought it was going to be cool to bring the baby to the kickback.
Mm-hmm.
You should have checked. You didn't. You just brought the baby to the kickback. I don't know what adult activities were going on, but you just you walked into a who knows what scenario of all adults with a how old?
A two-year-old.
That's,
a 2-year-old.
With a toddler.
I think she says I brought my son.
I respect it. I mean, you don't want to miss it. You were comfortable enough. You brought the baby to sleep, right? Because arguably, if it's later in the night, the baby's going to end up falling asleep anyway.
Right.
I don't want to say this, bro.
I feel like you should have just stayed home.
This is very Hispanic. You going to bring the baby.
You know what? You're right. Actually, you should have brought the baby.
This is, and you don't want to miss it. The baby's going to sleep through all the noise. And
right.
At 2 years old, they don't know no different. You don't want to. You are able to take care of your baby. If you are able to do that, I got to say not the jerk.
Well, then I'm going to call her Baby Carrying Bianca.
Baby Carrying Bianca. Bring the baby Bianca.
You said she had to be Hispanic.
Bring the baby Bianca.
I love it. Bring the baby Bianca.
I am leaning towards not the jerk in a crazy way, though, because had it been at a bar?
Right.
Nah, get that baby up out of here. But you were at a house. You probably planned ahead. You brought snackies. You brought the iPad. I would hope, at least. You thought enough to bring the baby in pajamas for whenever you did choose to leave.
Wait a second. We didn't even talk about this. Somebody texted in to 414-533-1037 and said, baby mama Mandy is the jerk. She should have asked and not just assumed. She didn't even ask, can I bring my kid?
I said that. I was like, she ain't asked, which is a little jerky, but you were comfortable enough to just bring the baby. Clearly, you were with people you cool with.
This is the stuck-up parent response that I would give. Absolutely the jerk. Your babysitter canceled. Be a parent. Cancel for the party. You have to be a parent. But I also get the other side of things happen. And you adjust. And you, with kids, sometimes you figure it out.
Sometimes bringing them is the move. Was it the move in this scenario? What kind of party was it? We don't know. We don't know, and I do think that, I for real think that matters.
It is so you and I to be like, yeah, but what kind of party? Like, you and I are like, well, hold on.
If it was just a bonfire at somebody's house, nah, bro. But if it was a birthday, if it was a celebration, if it was somebody's homecoming or home going, whatever.
Oh, Katie in Milwaukee said, unless the host said it was fine, totally inappropriate.
They didn't ask. They did not ask. I can't bypass that. Not the jerk for bringing the baby. They the jerk for not asking.
Okay. All right. We're going to talk to you guys next. Do you think, not baby mama Mandy, I named her Baby Carrying Bianca.
Yeah.
Is the jerk for bringing her kid to the party when her babysitter fell through.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk to you guys next.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for bringing her baby to the party because her sitter canceled.
Bring the baby, Bianca.
I mean, as a parent, it happens.
It does, and you got to adjust.
Come on, you know what I'm saying?
And sometimes you don't want to miss the kickback.
Sometimes you got to be a grown-up and you got to miss the kickback.
Sometimes you got to miss the kickback. But if it was a birthday party, that's different.
You know what? I'm going to start with Lisa in Stallus, one of our regulars. Got her own theme song called 5 Days in a Row. And I'm calling it Stallus because they're trying. You see the new billboards? They're calling it Stallus.
They're calling it Stallus. Well, we got a new name because Erin came up with one the other day. She said, it's not West Alice, it's Wet Alice.
Oh!
Oh, and no pun intended.
Yeah.
All the puns intended.
Lisa, are you okay?
I am okay. My sister is missing a whole basement wall.
Oh,
no,
Lord.
No.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Shout out Wet Alice.
Oh, yeah, man. Floodville.
Floodville.
Floodville. Oh, Floodville. You guys, man. I can't believe they canceled the fair, but that's a topic for another day. I mean, that's how bad it was. Mm-hmm. That tells you how serious it was. But Lisa, what do you think? Is she the jerk for bringing her kid to the party?
Well, here's the thing. She was at somebody else's house.
Yeah.
That is their space. If she did not ask the host if it was okay to bring her kid, she is absolutely the jerk.
I follow.
Okay.
I mean, without asking and just assuming. Yeah. But don't you do that with your closest friends? You assume what's okay rather than just being like, oh, no, I'm not coming or canceling. You're going. I'm not missing the party. I'm just bringing the baby. Y'all all know my kid. What's the problem?
But maybe it wasn't that kind of friend. Maybe it was a friend of a friend. We don't know that.
Oh, fair.
Not everybody's cool with that stuff. Not everybody wants the baby at the party.
True.
I mean.
I mean, was it a bachelorette party and you up and brought the two-year-old?
Right. Well, then we really got an issue.
What kind of party was it?
Oh, my God. You got the males. You got the
Oh, no. Oh, Lisa, why'd you have to? Oh, Lisa.
You got Fabio in the living room, and you got the baby in the bedroom.
Oh, no.
You got the corny dancer.
You got Fabio next to Papito. No. Then the next day, you wonder why your kid's out here thrusting. Okay. Bye, Lisa.
I'm right there. Love
you. We love and appreciate
love
you.
Love you. Stay dry if you can. Poor thing. All right. Let's
she said
go to,
jerk.
Let's go to Marie in Milwaukee. I don't think Marie's going the same way as Lisa, though.
Ooh, Marie. Good morning.
Hi, Marie.
Hey.
All right. Let me guess.
Talk
you're
to
going
us.
Jerk or not the jerk.
Not the. I'm going to say not the jerk.
Good.
But I have like my reasons, though. First, I'm Mexican.
Fair enough.
I've been going to parties since I could walk.
DZ said, this is a Hispanic party. He said, you're bringing a baby, you're Hispanic.
You get brought in the carrier, and you get put to sleep in the carrier, bro. You at parties since before
exactly.
you can walk.
And then, you know,
factual.
Exactly. And then the other thing is, like, in my friend group, with my first kid, I probably would have been like, no, I'm not going to go. But by the time I had my second baby, they were like, just bring the kids. Just bring the baby.
Oh, I see.
Bring the baby.
She's saying the more she had.
Every time she tried to cancel, they're like, nah, Marie, we don't want you missing the vibe. Mm-hmm. Just bring the
baby. Yes,
then they're offering.
She'll be fine. Bring the baby.
Marie, they told you to bring the baby.
They offered.
That's why it was okay.
You were trying to cancel to be courteous, to be like, I'm not just going to bring the baby. And they're like, no, girl, it's fine. Bring the baby. It's different. Bring the baby.
Cool.
Bring the baby. And no babies allowed is different. But she
don't change my mind.
Okay, fine.
It hurt.
Not the jerk.
We appreciate the call, Marie.
Bye, Marie.
Bye.
Wherever.
All right, first of all, I'm Mexican.
And second of all, stop trying to change my mind because it's working.
All right, last but not least, David's in East Troy. He's going to be the tiebreaker today.
East Troy.
Is Bianca the jerk for bringing her baby to the party? It's like we're on the air.
David.
Good morning.
David. Hello.
I'll tell you what. DZ was throwing down that little beat, and all I could see him is with that one crutch being that Fabio in the living room.
That was Allie with the beat right there.
That was me.
It's going crazy.
What's up?
You ain't know Allie can beatbox.
Yeah, look out. See?
Watch out.
Okay, is she the jerk for bringing the kid to the party?
For real, David.
Okay, it's going to explain itself. All I hear and see in my head is little Johnny walking out with the thunder stick and yelling to his mom, that's not daddy. You are the jerk for bringing your baby to the party.
I love it how we've decided it's a bachelorette party in our mind.
It went south fast.
We have no idea why.
You already knew it wasn't appropriate to bring your baby because you tried to get a babysitter.
True. That is true. And when it fell through, you just said, forget it. I'm going to bring the baby. We don't know what kind of party it was. It really does change it, doesn't it?
I don't know. But, you know, listen, I'm just going to be quiet. You know what? David, thanks for calling.
David said, jerk. Drop the thunder sticks later, man.
I'm just going to keep my thoughts to myself, which is pretty rare on this show, you guys.
Lord have
mercy. When we talk about that. All right.
How did it go from a birthday to a bachelorette, bro?
Wait, but he said.
He said jerk for bringing the baby.
It's jerk all the way around. Marie is not getting off today.
Marie said, no, not the jerk. No. We Hispanic, but nope. And she almost changed. It was almost a sweep because she almost changed her mind.
True.
We dropped her before she changed her mind.
Well, we're convincing. Come on.
We are.
When we get together, look out.
I'm still saying not the jerk.
You really?
I mean, if it was a bachelorette, different.
Yeah.
That is different. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day.
If it was just like a house party for like someone's birthday and it was a reasonable amount of people and there was a room for the baby to sleep in, maybe.
This is young parent energy.
Very young parent energy.
This is young parent energy. You got to be in your 20s.
Because
once you hit them 30s, I'm missing that event.
Well, you don't even want to go. That's the thing.
My dog said, the baby's got the sniffles. Can't make it.
You used the baby to get out of the party.
Don't be giving out the sauce. Don't be giving out the sauce.
All right. It's a wrap. There we go.
Jerk.
All right. So we have to give away tickets, and then we're going to dissect the Ring Cam footage of when I went to the hospital, because there's quite a few videos. I put them up on my story on Instagram and Facebook, mm-hmm. so people can check them out. But I don't remember any of those videos that I posted. I have no recollection of them, but it's the middle of the day, and they're taking me on an ambulance,
it's
right?
Crazy.
I have no memory.
Seeing footage of yourself for the first time
is scary.
Like a first or a third person memory, basically, because mm-hmm. you're watching it on recording. You're watching mm-hmm. it on camera.
It's
so
a
you're
ring
going,
cam.
That's not me, but it's you.
Yeah, but it's me.
Ain't no denying that's
and
you.
And I showed it to you, DZ. It's wild.
Oh, it's you.
It's me.
But you don't look like you.
No.
It's crazy.
I don't.
No.
And I can't wait to talk about it after we give away these tickets. It's
first
wild.
Things first.
All right, you want to go to see 21 Pilots at AM Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Amphitheater? Well, we're giving you tickets right now. 414-533-1037. If you are caller 33, woo, you're going to see 21 Pilots at AmFam Amphitheater. Good luck. 414-533-1037. Come on, Anna in Milwaukee's funny. She just texted in and said, Allie, I was caller 32. See, I lose too. Because we gave her hell for always winning all the time.
But how? Because still, she was one
32.
Away, bro. She knows the sauce somehow, and it's calling.
Well, unfortunately, it was not her, but Sarah's in Franklin this morning. Hi, Sarah.
Good morning. Hi, good morning.
Morning.
What you doing in Franklin? What's that vibe like?
Mm-hmm. I have the day off today, so it's been real chill this morning. Slow morning, getting my coffee.
Oh, thank you for listening on your day off.
Yes, it's on my kitchen.
Oh, we in the house.
Hell yeah.
We in the house.
Are you listening on
the
Alexa, on the Odyssey app? What? How are you listening?
No, I have like a little portable radio. I'm like so old school.
Old school in the house.
Sarah.
Oh, gee,
I know,
there's
an app for that. I can take it with me, like when I go to the garden or I go outside, or where I can just take my radio with me.
You can take your phone too, but I appreciate the radio as well.
You don't know how nostalgic and appreciative I am of the fact that you got the OG radio.
She like carries it.
Oh, it just gave me chills.
I'll text you a picture after this.
Okay.
Say
please
less.
Please do. Well, the good news is you're going to see 21 Pilots.
Woo-hoo.
Bring the radio.
Wow. Have you ever seen them before?
I have never, and I'm really excited.
I was wrong today. We got a first timer.
Whoa.
This is even bigger.
Congratulations. You are going to see 21 Pilots at AmFam Amphitheater on September 23rd. Have a great time at the show, okay?
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You as well.
You too.
With your old school radio.
Enjoy your day off, girl.
Facts.
I will. Thank you.
Bye.
She said, I carry you everywhere I go.
That made me feel good.
That was so sweet.
That was heartwarming, and you can't explain that unless you work in radio somehow.
No.
Like, the OG radio is just... Double salute
yes,
to her.
Yes, double salute big time. Okay, speaking of footage, we have now gone through my Ring Cam footage. I've shown it to DZ. I've seen it. I have posted a couple of the videos, not all, on my Instagram and my Facebook story.
Mm-hmm.
And I will make a reel because the whole thing is wild. The fact that there's a lot to talk about.
I think it's layered.
It's so layered. So hold on. We're going to dissect it next. And then I'm going to tell you guys what happened at the doctor. I'm going to tell you what's going on. Everybody's like, what's happening?
Yeah, we want to update.
Hold on. I'll tell you next. 103.7 Kiss FM. Can't get rid of me. Nice try.
Chill out.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. No, I'm making jokes, but no, really. Like, we've been watching this Ring Cam footage, and you guys are so sweet because everyone's sending me messages going, oh my God, Allie.
Yeah,
that is scary.
Mm-hmm.
Because now they're seeing the footage and they're seeing that I don't remember anything, and it's just so weird. How do you think I feel?
Yeah, for real, though.
How do you think I feel?
Think being the first person in that memory to not have that memory and watch it back going, oh. And the thing is, you didn't even realize that first because you forgot about the Ring camera.
Right? I didn't even know it existed. And do you know the only reason I went back and looked at the Ring cam was because my neighbors on the corner, Andrew and Jess, he texted me. Well, obviously everybody on the street texted me that day to ask if what was going on.
Oh, and nosy neighbors alert for sure. Everybody's out the window looking whoever's home.
I didn't see any of my texts till the next day.
Right.
You know what I mean? So when I finally looked at the next morning, I had this text and he said, hey, I just want you to know if you see me on your Ring camera, I came and closed your storm door. Because remember, it stormed.
It rained bad.
So on the footage, which I posted. Yeah, it was flood day. So I posted the footage when they took me to the hospital. And that's what's on my Instagram and Facebook story right now. And that's some of the Ring cam footage, DZ.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so weird because it's the middle of the day on Saturday. It's still sunny out. It's like an hour before it hit. It's like an hour before the rain came.
It was the calm before the storm, except nothing was calm in your world, G.
Nothing. So to recap, if you missed it, I feel like we should start at the top here.
Yeah.
On Saturday night, I ended up in the hospital. I don't remember anything, really. My neighbor, thank God, called 911 because I texted her that I did not feel very good. I was in my backyard laying in my kiddie pool. I mean, I was alone.
You were just chilling.
I was alone. There was nobody drugged me. I was not like at a restaurant.
You weren't drinking. You were just chilling.
Yeah, out of my Stanley. I mean, some water.
Right. Well, I meant drinking like an adult beverage.
No, I was nothing.
And it was because you had the Taylor Swift party up at State Fair, which ended up getting canceled, thankfully.
Thank God, but I had to work.
So you were just chilling.
So when I came in the house on Saturday afternoon around, I think it was 2 or 3, all I could think was, I don't feel good, but it's so hot out. It's 90 degrees. I'm going to eat a healthy meal, and I'm going to take a shower, and then I'm going to go to work at the fair.
Right.
So I have a couple hours. Well, I started deteriorating really quick because I didn't even think to look at the Ring cam till my neighbor said, hey, if you see me on the Ring cam, I closed your door. And that's when I went back and went,
the Ring cam.
We have everything.
We got footage.
Everything's here.
100%.
I can see everything. I can
motion
see them,
detected, yeah.
I can see them trying to get in my house, looking for me. I know I can remember laying on the couch and feeling like half seeing them, but being half paralyzed.
Spacey.
And being like, they're there, but I don't really want to, I can't move or something. I don't know. It was just really strange.
You You could tell you were having some type of medical reaction or medical emergency. Yeah,
something really strange.
Something was going on.
So obviously they came in my house. You know, they took me to the hospital, and eventually they released me on Saturday night after everything. I didn't know they were about the monsoon. I didn't know the fair got canceled.
You had no clue what was going on.
It was like I had amnesia, guys.
Yeah,
it was weird.
Yeah,
and my neighbor filled more blanks in yesterday. So my neighbor Kira, the one who called,
saved you
because I was texting her all these jumbled things that made no sense, and I have no memory of that. I just remember I didn't feel good, and it just got worse, and then nothing, no memory.
And then black.
But I'm clearly awake. You can see me on the Ring Cam footage walking and talking.
Which is even weirder.
Which is even weirder.
Because it's like you didn't pass out, thankfully, no, but you just weren't coherent, you weren't present.
I have no idea what's going on.
It's like you had like disassociated almost.
They thought I was on drugs,
right,
and I don't blame them. I wasn't, because they tested me for everything at the hospital.
Which you don't want to assume, but at the end of the day, you don't know.
Do you know what my neighbor said? She said, at one point, I was so combative and like fighting with the staff at the hospital, poor Waukesha Memorial, shout out. She said at one point, they were like, you know, they asked, is this normal? And my neighbor said, well, she's feisty, but this is not.
Not this feisty.
Not ripping out IVs and
she
things
ain't trying
like
to
that.
Scrap like
no.
that.
No. And so I really think they thought something was going to come back, either that I had taken something or gotten drugged, right?
Yeah.
And I think when it didn't, they were like, what the hell? Like, it really threw people off.
Mm-hmm.
And so she said, and my neighbors have known me for 10 years. She said at one point they were so confused about the way I was behaving that her husband was like, are we sure? Allie didn't take anything. Like, what is going on?
No, we're sure.
And so then they came back. They're like, we're sure.
Allie, don't do that.
The test is back. Like, you know, even if there was, it was like confusion.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So all I know is they discharged me around 10 o'clock, and I remember her taking me outside to the car, and she said I slept the whole way home. I don't remember that, and because they sedated me finally because I was so combative at the hospital.
Where does your memory?
She was there for all this.
Where does your memory actually start to like come back?
At the end of the night when I kind of woke up and the person I saw in front of me in the hospital, mm-hmm. I'll tell you next. There was somebody staring at me in the hospital when I woke up, and it wasn't my neighbor. And that was where it all started. And that's like where the amnesia kicked. And I'm like, what?
What is going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more like what I'm asking. What was your what is going on moment? The first like, whoa, what is going on moment?
When the doctor started asking me, like at night, he goes, well, everything came back and okay, and he started going through my results, and I think that's when, you know, it's like, what is going on here?
Then you realize, like, wait,
something more is going on.
I'm in a hospital?
Yeah, like, it was like, and my neighbor is just staring at me.
Yeah.
And she said I kept, like, waking up, and I'd look at her, and then I go back to sleep. She said at one point, I think I told you this, I was in, like, the fetal position going, leave me alone, I just want to go to sleep. Like, I don't remember any of that. She said I was ripping out stuff saying, you're hurting me. I don't remember any of that.
Yeah, you were close to getting restrained for sure.
Yeah, and honest to God, I have a pretty high pain tolerance because of all the surgeries and stuff I've been through. You, honest to God. My friend Callie, my nurse, has been like, she'll admit it. That's why it's so crazy that mm-hmm. I was screaming at people that they were hurting me when they weren't even barely touching me.
Right.
She said it was very strange, the whole thing. So I went to the doctor, and I'll tell you everything else next. Hold on.
All right. No, say
give
less.
Me a second. We'll continue with the Ring Cam footage because we haven't even really talked about that craziness because
mm-hmm.
I knew people on the Ring Cam footage as well.
You knew people
yeah,
on the Ring Cam?
I
like,
knew people.
Like the emergency responders?
Yes, I didn't know.
Oh, Lord. Oh, this gets crazy.
It gets, wait till I tell you who one of the police officers was.
Say less.
I'll tell you next. Hold on. Everyone's yelling at me. Allie, why would you leave us on a cliffhanger? I'm sorry.
We like that, bro.
I'm sorry.
You expect anything less?
It's a long story. So to recap, 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. We're talking about me ending up in the hospital on Saturday and how I have no recollection. And I finally put the footage from my Ring Cam up on Instagram and Facebook this morning because on my stories, because I had to, I basically, you were right, DZ. You said, go home and watch it. And then, because I had to go process
mm-hmm.
it. I hadn't seen the Ring Cam footage.
Yeah.
I didn't remember anything.
It was new to you.
And my neighbor wasn't back yet. She was trying to get to me. So I'm there with the police and the firefighters, and I have no memory, and they don't, you know.
Yeah, no, you got to preview the trailer before you release it to the general public.
I had to check it out. So anyway, so I ended up, we didn't really know. They even did a CT scan when I was in the hospital to see if I had a brain bleed or I had fallen. Maybe they thought maybe I had fallen.
It's reasonable.
Because
I mean, you fall, you get disoriented, you stand up, and you're like, you wake up and I don't know what's going on, don't remember falling. Yeah,
no,
100% reasonable.
But this this is exactly what happened, you guys. I was outside laying in the kiddie pool because it was 90 degrees. I came in to eat and take a shower before I went to the fair, and I slowly started feeling worse. And that was when I texted my neighbor and said, I think I need you to check on me. Something's not okay.
Right.
And then I just deteriorated. So when I went back to the Ring camera, look at this. You can see me go out on my porch at 2 p.m. on Saturday and set down a Wisconsin State Fair ticket on my porch for a friend. She was coming to pick it up. I put it under the mat.
Oh, got it.
Okay. So you see me walk outside.
And you're still feeling good. Feeling normal. Chilling.
I look normal. I look fine. And I set the ticket down. I come inside. At some point, she came and picked it up, but I didn't see her. I was in the house. And then the next shot is them looking for me 2 hours later. So within that 2 hour period,
Something happened fast.
And we don't know what.
How long were you outside? Like total time, you know,
maybe
chilling in the kiddie
45
pool.
Minutes at the most. Because everyone's like, sun poisoning? I'm like, no.
Yeah, that's not that.
It wasn't heat exhaustion.
That's not that long.
I came in, I was in air, I was drinking. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did say you had water.
I felt so bad, I put some electrolytes. I could put an element in my drink. I was like, maybe I need electrolytes. Maybe.
You didn't just qualify.
I ate vegetables. I was trying to get like nutrition in my body. I was going out of my way to try to make myself feel better.
So it's the vegetables
but it didn't
that
help.
Did it.
Stop it.
Broccoli.
So, maybe.
I knew it.
It was green beans, but you know what I mean.
Ah, the green beans.
So it's kind of crazy, right?
So you're in this daze. You're getting brought out to sit on the stretcher in
on the video.
In the street, right? Oh. Or out front.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that there was somebody familiar.
The craziest part is two.
What happened?
The one I really want to bring up.
What?
One of the police officers.
I'm watching
the footage and I'm like, and I immediately know who it is because I don't remember seeing her or talking to her. She was Hudson's DARE officer. Officer Aaron. I go, oh my God, they think I'm on drugs.
And of course,
DARE officer pulls up.
Of course, it's the DARE officer.
Lovely. And I was like, I just talked to Officer Aaron when Hudson graduated from the DARE program.
Months ago.
She's at my house going, what is with
might be on drugs.
I wanted to die.
Obviously not.
Isn't that funny?
That is hilarious.
So the freaking DARE officer
shows up to help me.
Dang, DARE officer. I don't know. And I don't know if she pieced together that like I was Hudson's mom. Because
probably
remember,
not.
I've only met her at the school. And I remember going up to her and saying, hi, I'm Hudson's mom. Thanks for hosting the DARE program. You know, cool. Bye. You know, and it was a quick meeting. So does the cop then pull up and put me on a stretcher and go, what the hell?
Is this Hudson's mom? I mean, probably not, maybe not, but you can't dismiss it, maybe.
So that was a little.
But that's one of two people?
And then one of the firefighters I do know through friends of mine. It's like their brother. But I was so out of it, you couldn't have said a thing. You know what I mean?
You didn't know who was who.
No.
Well, and
He's grabbing my hand. I wouldn't even have known. You could have said to me, I saw you and I'd believe you.
It is small, Walkie, but to have two people that are familiar with you
two
in
of the
some
first
way,
responders.
Be first responders that come help you out. That is. I mean, it don't get more local than that, dog.
So shout out to them, honestly.
Big
shout
ups.
Out New Berlin, the cops and the firefighters. Thank you guys, because you guys really did get me to, even though you didn't know what was going on and neither did I, we figured it out.
We got there.
I did go to the doctor.
Yeah,
I have
that go?
Two more appointments to go, because everyone's like, well, what's the answer? And I'm like, I'm sorry, we don't have one yet. We're working on it.
We still don't know what happened?
Well, we're clearing everything off the table.
Sure.
So let's clear everything first.
It is a process.
We did another round of blood work.
Okay.
Still having some really weird stuff going on with my hormones.
Okay.
A little strange.
Okay.
Trying to figure that out. So we have a lot of things. I don't know.
Listen,
I'm not even trying to freak people out. I told you, one of the things that was really strange, I have the HCG pregnancy hormone.
Which is
flying through my body. And the doc in the ER goes,
which normally is a signal
are you pregnant?
Of...
I go, absolutely not. He goes, can you test again in a week? I go, Yes. But that was, then I was like,
and in a
this
week
can't
after
be
that,
my hormones.
And a week after that.
This can't be my hormones. Like, this cannot be. But that was, so there's some weird things going on with my body.
Right now we're checking boxes with the doctor, though.
Yeah. And I'm going to be okay, but we're going to keep
looking.
How do you feel
right now? I mean, it's been a couple days now.
Better.
Are you feeling like that fog is lifting? Because I know.
Slowly, yeah.
I feel like at first you were like, I don't know. I still feel like I'm in a weird daze.
I felt
almost
in a daze
state.
For a couple of days, yeah.
Feeling like it's clearing up some?
Yeah, I do. And when I went to the doctor, I said it was just so hard because I had no one to talk for me.
Mm-hmm.
I said my neighbor was in Lake Geneva. She met me at the hospital. So think about it. They have no idea that I can't talk. that I, they, I mean, you I was, well, I was talking, but I, cause I am talking on the Ring cam. I think I say something like, I feel really out of it.
But you're not coherent and you don't remember. So that means that is even though you were speaking, mm-hmm. you weren't able to truly advocate mm-hmm. for yourself since you don't recall mm-hmm. what was going on.
Yeah.
And given the story that you laid out, you weren't behaving like yourself.
No. My neighbor said they were just in like shock. They did not know what to think. They were so confused on what was happening because I was so different.
Yeah, just loopy.
It's creepy. Weird. It's like 51st Dates. It's like amnesia.
You had
amnesia. It's really creepy.
And you didn't know what was going on. Yeah,
and so everyone's texting in like, what about your heart? What about an artery? What about this? You guys, I promise you, like I am advocating for myself. My doctor's amazing. I have talked to her. They all know I am wound up about this situation and right. we are working on it. So
you got it.
Trust me, I'm open about everything. I overshare. Mm-hmm. So when I have answers, I'll let you know if I have them. Yeah. But for now, I don't have an answer.
You might not be the first to know, but you'll be the second.
That's right. Well, third after DZ and Aaron.
Fair enough. Well, so, I felt like we was amongst the first fair. To know.
So did I tell? So there you go. So we dissected the Ring footage. Yeah. It's weird that I'm okay at two, and then by four, I can't comprehend anything. That's weird.
And even weirder that we still don't have a fixed answer as to why. But then that just leads you to go again. Well, that's medicine for you. That's medical. You don't always know the answer, but mm-hmm. at least you keep trying to figure it out. Keep looking
and cutting advocate. And adding things that are kicking things out that are it's not.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Exactly.
The footage of me coming in at the end of the night, because you asked when I woke up. Mm-hmm. I woke up around whenever they discharged me was what I remember. The doctor in the ER kind of sitting there staring at me going, well, I guess you're not on all these other drugs. And then
we got no answers
he
for
brought
you.
Up the pregnancy hormone. I'm mm-hmm. just keeping it real. And he goes, that was a little weird. And I go, yeah, but I'm not pregnant. And he goes, you're not, but keep testing. He goes, it was really strange. And he goes, well, follow up with your doctor. We did the CT scan. It's clear. And so I followed up with my doctor and we're going from there. So
feels like the moral of the story is that we're going to keep testing.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'll keep you updated for sure. Oh yeah. At the end of the night footage, that's what I was going to tell you.
Yeah.
I'm coming in with my neighbor. She came in and got me in and she basically walked me into my house.
Good. Yeah.
And on the footage, you saw it. I'm like, got my head down. I look crazy.
I mean, I'd assume that you're still out of it a little bit.
I look so out of it.
You're unrested, even though you don't remember or recall. You're probably awake and just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're coming home still in a daze.
People are saying, do you think you had a seizure? No, I don't. Mm-mm.
Transient global amnesia.
Everyone
is what Crystal said. What is that?
Everyone has been writing that on my Facebook page. Hmm. That's their idea. Did you forget to take anxiety meds? No, but I cannot wait to talk to my psychiatrist on Thursday because he's the drug guy. He's the one that knows everything for sure.
We're going to keep testing.
No, I didn't forget. I took, everything was normal. That's why my doctor was like, what the? You know what I mean? So So, all right, I'll keep you guys updated. That's all I got. You hungry?
A little bit.
All right, let's eat. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. How about lunch?
I mean, listen.
You ready for lunch?
I normally don't eat breakfast, so I'm a lunch guy. Yeah,
really?
I tend to be ready for lunch.
I don't eat breakfast a lot either, unless I'm starving. And then if that's the case, you and I order food because we need it.
We usually eat breakfast the same day.
Exactly.
You feel me?
If we eat, it's together usually. Yeah. Otherwise, we don't eat. But then I'm starving by lunch. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
And I don't like to say I'm starving because, you know, there's genuinely people that are starving in the world.
Well, true. You're very sensitive to that.
I'd be very hungry. So it's like, yes, starving hungry. Like, or I'm just like, I need to eat. I will leave here and get in the car sometimes with my wife since, mm-hmm. you know, I'm still not driving myself yet and go, we got to get something. I can't wait till we get home. I can't wait till we make lunch.
You're hungry.
Wait an hour. We need to stop now.
Well, the reason I asked is because they have said now that more than half of us that working Americans, I want to say working, in fairness, over half of working Americans skip lunch to work on busy days.
Hell no.
I am not. No. You know why I can't skip lunch? Because when you get hangry, you can't focus and you can't think. And then you're angry and then your work sucks.
You don't want me doing stuff hungry.
You should never have staff hungry working mm-hmm. because they're going to do a bad job, man. And that goes for anything, schoolwork, any kind of work. Eat, and then you can focus.
I feel like there's been studies done that mm-hmm. says you perform better when you're not on an empty stomach.
Now, you're not thinking about it.
People fast, and there's differences. You know, you're not eating in the morning.
Yeah.
But you have to have a meal at some point throughout the day, mm-hmm. not waiting mm-hmm. until dinner, right? Yeah. I'm sorry, but if you're skipping lunch,
yeah.
No.
Not happening.
I think that's a little too far because you got to reclaim some of your time back. That is your time.
Unless
unless you're getting paid hourly and you can skip lunch and add that extra hour.
That's the thing. I'd rather skip lunch and get the hell out. 414-533-1037 because we have a job where, you guys, we get here, you know, 5, 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
And we're done by noon or 1 on most days, if not earlier, right?
Right.
So we leave and it's time for lunch.
It's lunchtime.
But I'm telling you, if I can just work through and skip it, if they said, Allie, you have to take a lunch at 11, I'd be like, I've done it.
I'm not a fan of working through lunch. It doesn't feel like it makes me more productive. Mm. I don't feel like I get more work done.
And interesting.
I've never felt like it's made me more accessible to leave early. It's never been easier. Mm. It's never like, 5 o'clock. Nope, since I didn't take lunch, I'm leaving at 4 today.
It's never been
the case.
They say working Americans forget to eat lunch 2 days during the week on average. That's crazy.
I'm not average.
55% also skip lunch on busy days in order to be more productive. And 37% of working Americans eat more snacks than an actual lunch on most work days. I'm not trying to throw shade by saying working. I'm saying we're talking about people that work because that's who's taking a lunch break.
Well, it's the study. I mean, it was done, right?
Sandwiches are the go-to lunch for 3/4 of those on the job. Let's go to the phones and see what people think. Why not? Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
7%
of turn it down. Turn your radio down. All right, put them on hold. You know what?
If
you can't catch up, I don't know what to tell you next.
They don't know they're on the radio.
Go to 3. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, it's Kevin from Sheboygan.
Kevin! Good morning. How you doing, Kevin?
Doing all right.
Well, you're a working guy, I'm assuming, since you're calling in to talk about this, right?
Right.
I am not. I'm medically retired from the military.
What?
You were a working guy.
Go on.
And thank you for your service.
Thank you.
But I do, thank you. But when I do like I'm in school or I'm playing my games and that, I hyper focus to the point where I don't eat dinner.
Okay.
He hyper focuses.
I hyper focus too sometimes when I'm playing a game on my phone, but come on now.
I still think about eating.
All of a sudden, 6 hours pass, and you're like, well, why am I hungry?
Well, because you've been sitting there for 6 hours.
Yeah.
But hold on now, Kevin, because I agree with you. That's different. If I'm at work, I'm usually thinking about food.
Totally.
I'm usually thinking about other things.
Yeah, of course you're not thinking about it because you're doing something fun. You're playing a game, Kevin. I'd be having fun, too.
I don't hyperfixate on the clock, baby.
No.
I remember in the military, I was always trying to stuff my face because that was my metabolism back then.
When you got to eat fast.
You were always hungry.
You got to eat fast.
I was one of those guys that could have eaten like Joey Chestnut.
And, we'll prove it. We'll see you soon. Get to the radio station and prove it. No,
chill
I'm kidding.
Out, chill out.
I'm kidding. Hey, Kevin, thanks for calling. Enjoy your games, okay? And thanks for your service.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you. Have a good day.
We're talking about how a lot of Americans, over half, will skip lunch to work through the day. They said half of working Americans on busy days, at least 2 days a week, we skip lunch.
Couldn't be me.
I'm telling you, it
couldn't be me. There is no absolutely zero way. I don't care what job I'm doing.
Yeah.
I am going to think about food throughout that day.
Amen. Do you guys eat lunch? Do you skip lunch? We're going to talk to you next. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
You hungry yet?
I've been hungry.
Oh,
I stay hungry. I'm always hungry.
I thought you were going to say no so we could skip lunch, DZ, because that's what we're talking about, skipping lunch.
I don't skip lunch. That ain't me. It's not in my DNA.
Skip food? What? No, thanks. No, they said more than half of working Americans skip lunch, especially on hectic days. You skip it at least 2 days a week. What is wrong with you guys?
Been there, but I hate doing it.
No,
it really isn't for me. I don't like it.
I say that like I don't skip lunch, too. Come on. I'm one to talk.
I like to take my time, though, bro. And usually that it's not like lunch is paid when you work through it.
Well, I need to be real. I like to be hungry, too. That's the other thing. Since losing so much weight, I really hate eating unless I'm hungry.
Unless you're hungry.
I'm hungry, and then it's go time. You know what I mean? I listen to my hunger.
Till
I want to eat, and then it's over. Tara's in Milwaukee. Let's pull her up because she's a hairdresser. Girl, I can't imagine. Do you skip lunch?
All the time.
Oh.
As a hairdresser, I mean, think about it. A last-minute appointment, you going to miss that bread?
Mm.
No.
Do you ever
make... No, you're there to work for money.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
If you got a lull...
Well, and can't you do a quickie? Like, I always think about this when my, I know that sounds funny.
Quick snack,
like,
little bite.
I'll come in and my Christy, who does my hair, she will rotate me with other people. So she'll come in, mix up my color, put it on my hair. I'll sit while she starts working on somebody else.
Oh, she working on multiple heads?
They don't mess around, man. Dang. Keep it going.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, keep it going.
Mondo, you listening?
You gotta let the color set.
You gotta cut two at a time, my boy.
Oh, she does two at a time.
Whoa.
So when you're doing that and you're trying to be productive, You're trying to get in and out.
Zero time to
in
eat.
In and out.
You barely got time to throw some almonds in your mouth. It's that.
And that's what I say. You eat in the back room.
I got to take this call real quick, a.k.a. eat this Jimmy John super fast.
Tara, will you even, you probably won't even make a lunch break for yourself, will you? How do you eat?
Right. What do you do?
Yeah.
No, I definitely don't make a lunch break. You snack, you do whatever. Okay. And sometimes when you're so busy, it's like, oh my God, it's 4 o'clock. Like, I haven't eaten anything.
Yup.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
You get lost in the sauce.
Yeah,
well,
you do.
And who said it? Kevin. He called ahead and he said, sometimes you hyperfixate.
Yeah.
And if you are working, your hands are deep in the thick of it, you might not be thinking about it.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not playing video games or anything.
No.
You know, working, making money.
You're working.
100%.
Right.
But when you're making that bread, it's better than eating. You can eat later.
There is a different fact. Like, mentally, I'm thinking, if I'm making more for more I do, then I'm more prone to skip some lunch.
Absolutely.
Because, I'm making more money. If I'm on an hourly clock or if I'm salaried, I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat.
Tara, do you ever do two heads at once, like I talked about?
Yeah, all the time.
See?
That's the only way that you're going to make, like,
money.
The most out of the day.
You got to capitalize.
But you have to remember, my color has to sit. So why would she just let me sit there and do... She can be productive while I'm waiting for my color to sit.
Double up appointments.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's probably, like, every hairdresser in the city does the same thing.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
Most of us don't eat. Most of us are living on raging caffeine every day.
Raging caffeine.
We're hairdressers.
Beauty trades.
We're hairdressers.
We work on raging caffeine, too.
Hey, friend.
Yeah, like, I mean, as long as you have coffee, life is good.
Yeah, coffee or an energy drink,
true
something.
That.
Whatever keeps you going.
All right, Tara. Well, take care of yourself, though. Eat lunch.
Eat lunch today, for real.
Girl.
Get a snack at least.
Make that money and eat lunch, okay?
Okay.
She's like, yeah, right. I got to go make money.
Bye.
She's like, I already wasted enough time. But
I hear
you. Why don't you have the people that are in the chair feed you? Be like, hey, can you feed me the sandwich while I keep working on your hair?
No? I do offer to bring her. Sometimes I'll bring stuff to my hairstylist. Like, I'll bring her a Diet Coke, you know.
What's the difference between that and a passenger princess? Feed your hairdresser a chip if they need it.
Stop it. Go to Luke in Econimowoc. Luke, good morning.
What up, man?
Good morning.
All right.
How's it going?
Hey, what's going, Luke?
First things first is happy birthday, Aaron.
Aww.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
that. Remember to say happy birthday to your wife.
What a gentleman.
You better treat her right today. Hey.
Today and every other day too, Poppy.
Hey, Luke. Luke, you know me.
I do my best.
You think I would let a guy on this show treat his wife like garbage? I would not.
I do my best. I do my best. Am I perfect? No, but I do my best.
I'd be on him. He's a good husband. Okay,
thank you, Luke.
My eating schedule is a little bit different because I'm up every day at 2 o'clock in the morning. So usually I'm eating.
You're like
breakfast.
Us.
I just, my job's a little bit harder, but. So I'm usually eating breakfast by 2:30 and then, my lunch is always at 9:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then my dinner.
It's like my son. It's like Owen in eighth grade. They eat at like 10. I swear to God.
Cool. Yeah,
and
true.
My dinner is no later than 3:30 because I stop eating
3:30
diet plan. I don't eat past 4 o'clock.
You know, it's a smart thing. Honestly, I bet it's helping. They say not to eat late
discipline.
At night. What time do you go to bed, Luke?
It'd be like 5-6 o'clock.
7:30, 8 o'clock.
Oh,
okay,
that's
okay.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad at
he
all.
He said, "I got to have some evening."
Yeah,
come on now.
Yeah. But,
yeah, I don't like going to bed on a full stomach either.
Interesting.
That makes one of us. Yesterday, I was sitting on my couch and Hudson, my 11-year-old, turned and looked at me and goes, how's DZ doing? Out of nowhere.
Aww.
Isn't that sweet?
Aww.
And I looked at him and I go, I love that you asked that. Now text him and ask him your damn self. That's what I said.
You got Unk's number, man? Come on.
Did he text you?
Nope.
God, he made me mad. He literally, out of nowhere, we were just hanging out and he goes, how's DZ doing? I was so proud he asked.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's touching.
I thought it was really nice. I thought you'd appreciate that.
I do appreciate
that. So I said he's doing good. We're going to find out if he can drive or not soon.
Ironically enough, I was at a doctor's appointment probably when he was asking.
He must have known. He must have felt it in the air.
Felt the presence.
Yeah, it's Allie and DZ on 103.7 KISS FM. So I need an update on the doctor. Are you driving or what?
Man.
Oh, no.
It's a very long process.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was actually the start to my week 11 of post surgery.
11?
We're 11 weeks. Next week
I had to do the math in my head. I'm like, that's 3 months.
Literally, next week is going to be three months since I got surgery on my knee, got an osteochondral allograft, basically had to get a dead guy's knee, a cork.
It sounds horrible, but it's true.
It's true. Got a cork of somebody's knee put into my knee to fix a defect, and then cartilage as well.
Your knee was too worn down.
I had bone-on-bone grinding, chip spurs or whatever. I know. It's gross. Grotesque.
But they regenerated it with a donor knee, basically, which is fascinating that what they can do in the medical world. I mean, this is why. I mean, donate your organs.
Seriously.
Not everybody wants to, but come on.
No,
look
seriously.
How people's lives, the quality of life is so much better. Someone helped you, even in death.
My quality of life is considerably improved, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I driving yet? I'm not going to lie to y'all. No, but I am right there. I'm right there so much so.
It's got to be hard.
I drove here this morning.
Good for you.
I did.
Can the doctor know that?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yay!
Hey! Because this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
I don't want to just get in the car and drive by myself and go crazy.
Smart.
Right? Because it takes me about, 15, 20-ish minutes to get to the radio station from home. Mm-hmm. And my leg gets tired in that time with how tense I got to be.
Yeah.
So what we did today was we loaded up the car, and I got in the driver's seat. I drove here this morning, drove to the station, and then we switched back. So my wife drove the boys home and whatever. But yeah.
Was your leg strong enough to hold the pedal the whole time, or did you need like cruise control?
I didn't use cruise control.
Good job.
Because I don't want to, right? Mm-hmm. If I can avoid it. Obviously, cruise control is a commodity, but my main thing, and what they said yesterday at the doctor's office, shout out my doctor's assistant, Amanda Reese. Mm-hmm. She literally said, your main thing is being able to stomp on the brakes out. Being able to stomp on the brakes.
That's what they're most worried about for you.
In an emergency, right? To be able to switch over fast enough, the reaction time. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm slowly getting there. So having the family in the car, though it seems quote unquote unsafe, it's nice because I'm reactive enough to go, all right, I don't feel good. My leg is hurting. Let's pull off, switch drivers. Mm-hmm. I don't have the chance to do that if I'm driving myself to work.
How far? So your drive from work to your house in Bayview is like 20 minutes. Yeah.
Ish.
And you can handle that. Do you think, how long do you think if you were driving, it would be too long? Longer than that?
Or what do you mean?
Like, I just picture that your leg gets tired or something, or you might, like, how long could you drive before you'd have to quit?
That's it.
We're pushing it.
I'm at that limit where the tension in my leg, right? Because you don't think about the tension your leg holds when you're driving.
You don't.
People's
until
legs
you don't have it.
Gets tired when you don't have an injury that you're recovering or a surgery you're recovering from. Having a surgery where my leg was immobile for so long and regaining all that strength, I have to think, and my reaction time is cut down.
I bet.
So I want to ease into it, but both my doctor and my physical therapist both agree that they think I'm more than capable of being full weight bearing to get into a vehicle and start doing what I do.
Yay! You're getting back to normal. And does your knee feel better? Because you were in a lot of pain, dude.
Considerable, yeah.
Like, compared to before the surgery and now, are you in less pain?
Now that I'm starting to bend my knee, because before I wasn't even really bending my leg under my own weight. It was all assisted. Mm-hmm. Now I'm starting to bend my leg.
Yeah.
I'm starting to feel good.
Really?
And I don't want to, jinx it or have
you
any setbacks. Because, no, I'm not ready to run yet.
Okay, fine.
But
I'm going to ask every day, though.
I'm starting to get there.
Hey, hard pants!
Hard pants might want to know this,
hard
too.
Hard pants is in the hall. I'm not going to bring him on the air.
Our big boss.
Our big boss, hard pants. We love you, hard pants.
Do you want me to tell you the most exciting thing about my doctor's appointment now or next?
Are you kidding me?
Talk to me. I knew it.
let's go talk to hard pants quick, and we come right back, and we'll tell you. I actually do want the update, honestly.
I'll tell you the most exciting part, because I think this is something that people aren't thinking about, but this is technically the most important part of the entire surgery.
Okay.
Because without this next step, this would be a wash. This would be, not.
So we have another step that's very important.
Basically.
Okay.
And it happened yesterday.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'll tell you.
All right. Tell us next. Hold on. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Spill it.
All right.
Spill it now, DZ. We're talking about how you went back yesterday to the doctor and physical therapy, right?
Mm-hmm. Had two appointments in one day. It was a busy doctor day for me.
You're basically driving. You drove to work this morning. I'm very proud of you.
Yes, not by myself, but I got behind the wheel, y'all.
Very proud. It's been 3 months since you've driven.
Yeah.
And not being able to drive is really, when you're losing that independence when you're used to it sucks.
It sucks.
And it's really not fun.
And it's even more different when, your mind and the rest of your body is
okay.
More than capable of.
Yeah.
You just know that it's unsafe for you to actually use the right leg you're supposed to be using to drive with. So it's been a process, but yesterday was a huge day just because I wasn't ready for when I got to the doctor. I got there and I literally took my brace off, got on the table, and got ready for them to come in and check me out, right?
Yeah.
Just normal routine, post-op surgery, weeks after, whatever. When one of the nurses comes in and goes, oh, sorry, they didn't tell you. We're going to be doing some imaging today.
What?
Your boy got an x-ray done.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Wait. Stop it.
Yeah.
I can't believe you haven't shown me this yet. And did your knee regenerate? What happened? I've been dying to hear about the x-ray.
I got so lost in the sauce, I didn't even think to take a picture or ask for it. Sure, it's in my chart or whatever.
Of course it's in my chart.
But my graft has matured to the point where it is even hard to see on an x-ray where it was done.
Wait. What does that mean? Talk to me like I'm five. Does that mean it has grown back?
The donation, the bone donor, it's working, y'all. Graft is maturing and my body has accepted it to the point where even looking at it off rip on an x-ray is hard to tell where the graft is. The doctor said she had to zoom in to actually see.
What's a graft?
The piece of bone.
Oh, got it.
The allograft.
You're saying graft and I'm acting like I know what you're talking about, but I have no idea what you're talking about.
The allograft.
Got it.
Osteochondral means cartilage.
What the hell is an allograft?
Allograft is it's a bone transplant, basically.
I didn't listen in science so well. It looks like...
But yeah, a bone graft.
Tissue
think of it like
transplanted
that.
From one human donor to another.
So the graft from the donor is taking to my knee, I don't want to say perfectly.
Phenomenally.
To
I'm
the
so
point
happy
where
for you.
It's undetectable where the actual graft is in my knee. And
no
that is,
way.
Mwah, chef's kiss.
Are you kidding me?
Bruh, that gave me so much inspiration and motivation.
It was worth it.
Seeing that image and going, you can't even tell.
What you went through was worth it.
You're not gassing me up, right?
God. So you went from having nothing in between those bones.
Yep.
3 months later after the surgery, it has regenerated. The donor tissue has grown back. Wow,
it's maturing.
Dude.
It's maturing.
Wow.
We're maturing the way we're supposed to be. And now they're going, unless you have some crazy setback,
happy for you.
We don't really have to do
Seriously.
An MRI. Like, unless something goes really south,
amazing.
That x-ray is all we need for us to feel good about you, big doll. So guess who's almost back to the Princeton Club? Guess who's almost back to the Princeton Club?
Let's race. Come on, let's race.
Let's race. Right now, what you trying
let's
to do?
Let's go.
Right
I'm
now.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, G, for real.
Are you so happy?
I am ecstatic.
Find out that it's taking and it's working?
It makes you want to do so much, but also remind myself that this is why I've been taking it so slow. Don't get ahead of yourself now because you're feeling good. It's still a part of the process, and I've still got 9 months to go in recovery, technically.
Well, and it wasn't for nothing.
Nope, it wasn't for nothing.
You know, it's going to work itself out.
So far, first surgery, successful.
Yay!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.